This is the Sakar Murli of the 10th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, the directions of both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are very well known. Follow the directions of both and benefit yourselves. Question, who is the number one trustee and how? Answer, Shiv Baba is the number one trustee. He isn't attached to anything at all. On the path of devotion, whatever donations you make and charity you perform in his name, they are insured for you, and you receive the fruit of those in your next birth. The Father gives you the full return of whatever you insure, now in the name of the Father, because Baba says, I don't experience happiness as such myself, so what would I do with anything I took from you? Song, having taken an oath, I have come to your doorstep. Om Shanti, you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children heard the song. You children are those who belong to the Father. The Father has explained that this is your last birth in which you die alive. Belong to the Father while alive. You children understand that Srimat has been remembered. Srimat are the versions of God. In the Gita, they have mentioned Sri Krishna's name, whereas it is really Shiv Baba's. After him, there is Brahma and then Sri Krishna. Srimat is not said to be from Sri Krishna. Our Father is the most elevated of all. Neither Radhe nor Sri Krishna can be called the purifier. They are human beings with divine virtues. Human beings cannot be called the purifier. In the golden age, you wouldn't say, purifier come. Only the one Father purifies the impure, and it is his Srimat that you follow. The directions of Prajapita Brahma are also very well known. Srimat too is very well known. Shiv Baba comes and makes you belong to him. Some of you say, having taken an oath, I now belong to the Father. Therefore, you have to follow his directions. There is no need for you to give the Father your own directions. He himself gives you directions. All of you are children. Shiv Baba is very well known. Whatever directions he gives and whatever he does is right. He even gives directions to Brahma. Do this. Your connection is with Shiv Baba. Don't look at the defects of others. Follow Srimat. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. This is not his home. Here you are living in an old home, and then in heaven you will live in your own home. Shiv Baba says, I will not live there. I come here for a short while at this time. You are the true spiritual salvation army. The Supreme Spirit, the Father, is giving you directions according to the Dharma plan. Exactly as he did in the previous cycle. He gives the same directions that he has given every cycle. Day and night he continues to give you this deep knowledge. A new person will not be able to understand it. Although some have been living here for 35 to 40 years, There are many of them who don't understand these deep, serious matters. Baba speaks new knowledge every day. The Murli has been sent out since the days of Karachi. At first, Baba never used to speak a Murli. He would wake up at 2 a.m. and write 10 to 15 pages. Baba would make him write, and copies were then made. On the path of devotion, they take care of the pages of the scriptures. Day by day, they have been making bigger and bigger books. They continue to make so many biographies. They study them and keep them. You read each Murli and then throw it away. In fact, these versions should be kept for all time. But no. You know that all of them will be destroyed. The pictures, etc., that you make will remain for a short while only. They will then all be buried. No scriptures, no images, etc., will remain there. And whatever is happening now, it will then take place in the next cycle. The scriptures, etc., will begin again in the Copper Age. At first, the Granth was a small book written by hand. They have now made it bigger. They continue to make them bigger day by day. On the other hand, think about how much of Shiv Baba's life story should be written. You children now say that you know the life story of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father sits here and explains what he does on the path of devotion. I do insurance on the path of devotion. People donate and perform charity in the name of God. They say, this one has donated and performed charity in the name of God. God gave him a birth in a grand home. There are many righteous souls on the path of devotion. They donate and perform charity in the name of God or Sri Krishna. The Father explains, this is why I give those children some temporary fruit of that in their next birth. Good or bad fruit is definitely received. How much is insured? Whatever actions each one performs, he accordingly receives the fruit of those. Maya makes you perform wrong actions, which bring you sorrow. I am now teaching you such action that you will never experience sorrow. Even Maya will not exist there. Then it is a question of status, according to how much each of you insures. Shiv Baba is also the trustee. He is the number one trustee. Other trustees would be attached to things. Some trustees would even ruin everything for others. Look what kind of trustee the Father is. He says, all of this is for you children. Your connection is fully with Shiv Baba. The Father says, I am the true trustee. He says, I do not take that happiness myself. I give the whole kingdom to you children. A worldly father also gives everything to his children as their inheritance. I don't take anything in heaven. I give you everything. Your total connection is with Shiv Baba. This Baba also says, I too have fully insured myself. The body, mind and wealth are all used for the Father's service. There is a saying in Sindhi, Those whose hands are like this, in brackets a bestowing pose, will reap the first harvest. Ensure everything with the Father. When Sudama gave two handfuls of rice, he received a palace in return. Look, someone sent 1 rupee for the building that was just built and said, put a brick in it, in my name. The father wrote back saying, you will receive the best palace of all because you are poor. I am the Lord of the poor. 1 rupee of a poor person is equivalent to 10,000 of a wealthy person. Both receive the same status. Hardly any wealthy ones come here. Kumaris are the most free of all. Look how Mama became number one. She didn't have anything. She came from a poor family, and yet she claimed number one. This one gave everything, and yet it is always Lakshmi first and then Narayan. This is such a wonderful play. Never let there be any doubt about anything. Babdada is no less. Don't have the slightest doubt in this one. Also become very sweet. Take Srimat at every step. Otherwise, Maya will make you incur a great loss. So many directions have to be given to the children. Baba says, write all your news. Baba will look after you in every way. Baba is very concerned that this child should rise high. Full attention needs to be paid to the study. We are the most beloved godfatherly students. The phrase, the versions of God, has been written, but they have put in Sri Krishna's name. Sri Krishna is the highest of all human beings. He is the first prince. They mention Sri Krishna's name, but why not Sri Narayan's? Sri Krishna is a child. A child is Sato Pradhan in his childhood. Then comes adolescence, and then there is old age. Children are praised because they are pure. Children are like those who have the knowledge of the Brahm element. Children don't commit sin. Because Sri Krishna is a young child, his birthday is also celebrated. Nevertheless, they have shown Sri Krishna in the copper age. The father sits here and explains all of this. Apart from you Brahmins, there is no one else in the world who understands all of these things. Brahmins are the most elevated. You Brahmins are the children of God. In the golden age, you won't be called the children of God. You will definitely receive heaven from God. This birth is your extremely valuable, rare one. It cannot be that for everyone. The drama is predestined in this way. Those who studied this in the previous cycle are studying it now. God definitely created gods and goddesses, but they cannot be called gods and goddesses. God is one. There is praise of the incorporeal. There cannot be that praise of corporeal ones. The incorporeal one made Lakshmi and Narayan become like that. They are now studying Raja Yoga. A kingdom was established, but destruction also took place at that time. The Father definitely gives the inheritance of heaven. It is now a matter of the confluence age. When Shiv Baba comes, the play comes to an end, and then Sri Krishna takes birth. Poor, helpless people are confused, and this is why the Father comes and explains. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, tells you the essence of all the scriptures through Brahma. It is as though you become master knowledgeful at this time. There is praise of the soul. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss, the blissful one. This is the praise of the Father. The Father says, this Bharat is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. However, by putting in Sri Krishna's name, they have made all of Shiva's praise disappear. Otherwise, everyone offers flowers at the Shiva temple. The bestower of salvation for all is that one. You experience the reward for half a cycle, and then you descend. Everyone has to become Tamo Pradhan. The Father says, I am now establishing the new world for you children. He himself doesn't come in heaven. Everything is for you children. This is very clear. People do everything for themselves, but then say that they're doing everything in an altruistic way. No one can do anything altruistically. You definitely receive the fruit of everything you do. I give you children the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. I have brought paradise for you. I give you children the souvenir of sovereignty. Therefore, you have to become worthy of claiming that. You are becoming the masters of heaven. You are given paradise on the palms of your hands. You receive liberation and life in a second. That is the kingdom in a second. Shiv Baba is the bestower of divine vision. He takes you to paradise in a second. It isn't that Baba is holding a key in his hand. The Father says, I give you children the kingdom. I don't rule there. Then when you go on to the path of devotion, I have to entertain you with divine visions. He explains so well. Such a Baba only comes once at the confluence age of every cycle. The created, predestined drama is taking place. Nothing can be changed now. Whatever happens in the drama, it is fixed. See all of it as detached observers. Baba explains to you very well. Children, I am your insurance magnet. I don't waste even one penny of yours. I change you from shells into diamonds. Shiv Baba does all of this through this one. He is Karan Karavanhar. He is the incorporeal and egoless one. Look how God the Father sits here and teaches you. He doesn't ask you to fall at his feet. The Father is your obedient servant. The Father says, those whom I made into the masters experienced happiness and are now experiencing sorrow. You receive a lot of happiness. No other religion has that much happiness. You cannot ask, why do the people of Bharat receive it? What crime have others committed? Oh, but there are so many human beings. Not all of them can go to heaven. This drama is predestined. There was the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. God came and taught easy Raja Yoga. The father says, I have come once again. You also know that you have played your parts of 84 births and that you now have to return home. This costume has become very old. The example of a snake. Sannyasis say that each soul is the supreme soul and therefore merges into him. They then leave their bodies in such a stage. However, no one can merge into the Brahm element. In that too, some are very clever. They sit down peacefully and just leave their bodies. When they do that, there is dead silence in the atmosphere for 2 to 3 days. You know that you are going to shed your old bodies and go to Baba. The Brahm element is not Baba. That is just an illusion that those poor helpless people have. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhavdara. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. See every scene of this drama as a detached observer. Because that which is predestined is taking place. Don't have doubt about anything. 2. The father is the insurance magnet. Therefore, use your body, mind, and wealth in a worthwhile way in the father's service and make your future elevated. Keep a full connection with the father. Give him your full news. Blessing, may you be full of attainments and be stamped with an imperishable stamp of courage and enthusiasm by having the stage of dying alive. Zeal and enthusiasm are visible in the eyes and features and in every activity of those who are full of attainments. However, in order to be stamped with an imperishable stamp of courage and enthusiasm, you have to die alive to your past and your old sanskars, nature, thoughts and actions that are against the godly codes of conduct. Set the switch of your promise and continue to move along in a practical way according to your promise. Together with courage, also have enthusiasm and the sparkle of your attainment will then be visible from a distance. Slogan, those who are double light in both a mela and a jamela, a chaotic situation, are embodiments of dharana. Avyakt signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Let your every thought and every word be special. Constantly have an easy nature Speak simple words and let your actions be easy-natured. Be an embodiment of easiness. Always follow the directions of the One. Have all relationships with the One. Attain everything from the One. Have the easy practice of constantly being stable with the One. Remain constantly happy and distribute the treasure of happiness. Spread waves of happiness over everyone. This is real service. Om Shanti.